you're seeking that peace of God, that rest in God. And the more you worship God and understand the greatness and the goodness of God, that just floods your soul. It gives you that confidence and assurance of who God is constantly in our hearts and lives. You know, there's so much more in worshiping God than just vocalizing expression. It is an infilling of the empowerment of God in our lives. It is an impartation of the life of God. And I know it right here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else at the moment. I'm trusting that you in your homes, you that are listening on the internet, on Zoom, that God has just created and given you that same insight and understanding by His Spirit. We're not limited to a room or a building. We have no limitations in God. And I know that the same power that Christ has empowered us with here today is also right there with you in the in your homes while you're watching via Zoom. It's just so incredible that God is drawing us in such an amazing way. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Look for Him. The rest that Anthony spoke about and wanted, I don't know if that was for someone else, as he said. But there's a promise in the Scriptures. There remains a rest for the people of God. Jesus said, come to me, you will find rest for your souls. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. They're the areas of turmoil. They're the areas of constant, you know, barrage of everything that hits us. Jesus said, you'll find rest for your souls. I want a restful soul, amen? I don't want my mind just stressing out over everything and my inners working out and anxiety and my will not knowing which way to go. Can I make my mind up here? My emotions getting all stressed out. No. I want them at rest, because then I know that I'm in a place where God has got me. I want rest for my soul. Don't you? Don't you? Amen. It's just so good. You know, last week, obviously, God ministered to a lot of people, me included, on knowing Him, being attentive to Him, and our crucified lives, walking in that way. And I trust that God has really given you a week of seeking Him and understanding Him and spending time with Him, just being quiet with Him. And I'm believing that God has opened a chapter of our lives now to get to know Him in a more intimate and deeper way. He wants to pour His life out. He wants to pour out who He is. And I just want to share a couple of quick things with you that perhaps, you know, we need to add to that. And maybe, I don't know, I'd love to get anyone else here that's got something on that or God has spoken to through that to share. And I'd love to be able to get the internet up here and we can all share it, what God's done in your life. But just be prepared to give us a call or to send a text around, and we can or send it to Shelley, and we can actually then send it on to everyone else what God has said to you through that. But you know, when Jesus came and on the earth, and are we doing anything with kids, or you want to move out? Yeah, he said to them back then, you search the Scriptures thinking that because you have a knowledge of them you'll get the best of eternal life. And we've just been had a mass exodus, all the kids are taken off. But you're missing the point of the Scriptures. These are they that speak of me. You know, the Bible says that Jesus, as a young man, found himself in the Scriptures. He studied the word that they had then, which was Old Covenant, Old Testament. And he studied that and found himself there. This is talking about me. This is talking about me. He found himself in the Word. And he knew that when he spoke to them on the land then, and he said, you study the Scriptures just looking for your own answers and for your own resolves that you think you're going to get eternal life through. He said, but they're talking about me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to the Father but by me. I'm the truth that came down from heaven, that bread from heaven. And John 1 talks about that. And the life, well, that's obvious. But Jesus prayed in John 17. He said, lead them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. And when he prayed that, and I love the way that Jesus prayed to the Father on our behalf. And he's the life both for now, in this life, and for eternity. The Bible encourages us, if we're risen with Christ, to seek the things above, to seek the kingdom of God, to seek the Lord and his strength. Wow. I actually went back to the scripture that I've quoted so often lately. Seek the Lord. Seek his face continually. But you know, in between, I've left a bit out. Seek the Lord and his strength. I thought, wow. What's that actually talking about? If we're going to get to know God, if we're going to spend time with him, if we're going to be still and know God, if we're going to get into an intimate relationship with him and let him embody us the way he wants to, and that's his heart, to live in us and live through us. His strength includes his wisdom. Interesting. His ways, his understanding, and his empowerment. Sometimes we want God's in strength. We just want the power surge. But it's all the wisdom, ways, and understanding of God's. The Bible says his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So part of seeking his strength is to get into his ways and his thoughts, his understanding, his insight into life and everything that's to do. You know, seeking his face and his strength is far more than a casual look or a casual bit of research. As the Bible says, that we can't just do it when it suits us. Oh, I'm in trouble. I need to know what God wants. Oh, no, it says seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face when it suits you. What's it say? Continually. Isn't that interesting? And that rest that I believe that Anthony was talking about, it's perpetual. It's not just something that we do every now and then. We're resting in him. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. You'll find rest for your souls. What's that? Is that a buzz every now and then? No, it's not. It's a constant and continuous lifestyle of rest in him. Because we've learned to trust him. We've sought his strength, wisdom, insight, understanding, and empowerment, and got God working in and through us, and he's totally wanting to be on our side. We've just got to let him. We've just got to let him. Isn't that amazing? Oh, I love that. In Psalm 18, there's an amazing bit of scripture there. Verses 28 to 34. Psalm 18, 28 to 34. Can someone grab that? Because I haven't got it open at the moment. But, well, we won't read the whole lot. But it says in the part of that scripture, it is God who arms me, endows me, or girds me with strength. It is God who gives me the strength that I need. And then it says, and he makes my way perfect. Whoa, hang on a minute. Are we walking in a perfect way? Well, I don't know about that until I start seeking the Lord and his strength. And then he arms me with his strength. He arms me with his wisdom. He arms me with his insight. He arms me with his thoughts. He arms me with his ways, because they're not my ways. And when he does that and empowers me or arms me with that, he makes my way perfect. The way of the upright. And the way of the just is straight and narrow. And he puts it there because he has given us those capacity. And then it goes on a little bit and it says, he makes my feet like hind's feet, a hind or a deer. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a deer as opposed to like an elephant, but an elephant's sort of like, slow and clunky. Boom, boom, boom. No, he puts a spring in our step. You ever seen what a deer does over rocky ground? You know, and they bounce along and they've got a spring in their step. He makes my feet like hinds feet and causes me to ride over and above and on high places or rough places. Isn't that incredible? That's the life that God wants us armed with, so that if the going's rough, we've got a spring in our step and we've got the life of God there to walk in. Seeking the Lord isn't just something that's... I think sometimes God gives us opportunities to invite him into our situations and to get him involved. And we are thick sometimes. I know it's guilty. And we just think we can do it in our own strength instead of God's strength. And the Bible quite clearly in Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." Now, back in those days, of course, they didn't have the spirit that we have within us. So they had to, you know, ensure that when God was available to them, they made the most of it. God's available to us 24/7, but still do we make the most of it? Still do we? You know, it's quite clear that God wants us to involve him in everything, but do we actually do it? It says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, the book of Genesis is a book of beginnings and principles, but it says, "My spirit will not always strive with man." It won't always, maybe the opportunity will not always be there. If God's saying, "Come on, I want to help you," I the Holy Spirit is a thorough gentleman. He doesn't come along and barrage into our lives and go, "Hey there, I'm going to, you know," or take over. He gently wants us to surrender to him and invite him into a situation. And he's not offended or anything, but I think sometimes he just sits back and goes, "Okay." We do that sometimes with people, don't we? We try to give them advice or we try to work with them and they're not interested. So you just go, "You're on your own, Jack. Okay." And we sit back and we're there. And sometimes even with our kids, we want to be there for them. We want to do things, but they always want to do it their own way. So we have to be back. Sometimes we've got to let them have that little bit of latitude and experience to learn for themselves, but we're never too far away. But God's greater than that. And the Spirit of God may have to leave us to our own devices. He won't constantly strive with us to get us to do what he wants us to do or what he knows is best. But he'll sometimes let us experience things to know that we don't know best. I think that's probably the way that it is at times. But seeking the Lord and his strength. And I love what it says in Jeremiah 29:13. "If you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me." Wow. Now that's pretty intense. If you seek me with all your heart. And I think sometimes we're a bit flippant with the way we seek God. I think it's, "Oh, come on, God, I need your help here." And we're not really wholehearted about it. I think sometimes we need to just sit back and be still. I think we need to be what I was talking about last week, being still, being attentive and self-sacrificial and saying, "Okay, God, I'm trying my way, it's not working. And there's so much going on and I'm losing the spring in my step, I'm losing my joy because things aren't what they should be. But God, you can make my feet like hinds feet. You can arm me with strength. You can cause me to ride over high places and difficult terrain and circumstances. God, you are the one that wants to be God in my life in all of these situations. You want me to live in the rest that you've made available for me. And I'm sorry for not doing it. I really am finding my own life difficult because I'm being difficult." That's really what it boils down to if you think about it. It really is. And if you go through the Psalms, get a concordance and just put in "with my whole heart" and see how many times David said in the Psalms, I have sought you with my whole heart. With my whole heart, I have declared your name. With my whole, and he has put his whole heart into so many aspects. There must be 30 references, if I can remember rightly, in the Psalms where David actually encouraged the use of seeking God with our whole heart. Continuously seeking him. It's a lifestyle. It's not an emergency scenario. It's not a quick, let's get the sirens out and call on the Lord. No, you know, let's quickly call the emergency line to heaven. No, it's not that. It's a wholehearted, continual lifestyle that God honors and works in and through. Arms, protects, invites his, or we invite him into. And that particular scenario then gives us the key to Father in the name of Jesus. And you got the whole attention of heaven on your side. Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, we're praying in the name of Jesus when our head's in one space and our mind, will, and our emotions are in turmoil and we're trying to call on the Lord, and we sometimes get a bit, come on, God. You know, the patience goes. But if we're living the rested life, if we're living the life of with our whole heart and seeking him continually, and it doesn't mean we're walking around like zombies, you know, and meditating on, no, it's an internal lifestyle. How did God say to Joshua back in the days when there was no Holy Spirit impartation into his life, and he was told, this book of my law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. It was a internal heart attitude God was looking for, even with the people of the old covenant, even with Joshua. How much more with the Spirit of God in us, have we got a greater capacity to walk in that? We got a greater capacity to live in that, to be empowered by God, to know his strength, to know his wisdom, to be armed with his strength, it says in the scriptures. I love that. It's God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect, gives me a spring in my step and causes me to live and overcome and be victorious. But what do we want to do sometimes? Want to plod along like the old elephant? You know, nah, let's get a spring in our steps, amen? Let's get the life of God bouncing up and causing us to do that. Seeking him with all of our heart. Seeking him like David with our whole heart. And the promise is, if you will seek me, in Jeremiah 29:13, if you seek me with all your heart, I'll play hide and seek with you. No, he says, you'll find me. You'll find me. You'll find me. I'm not that far away. I love that. I love that. I just thought of those thoughts. I don't know if anyone else has anything to share here. Quickly, Darren, Jenny, Tim, anyone else out here that's got any thoughts or anything God has opened up to you this week that maybe you could just encourage us with or share with? We've all got so much to share, we don't know where to start. But sometimes that's true. But it is good to know that God is at work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. He just needs the surrender. Here I am, Lord. Just needs the trust in him. Rest in the Lord and wait for him. Amen. Kerry, you want to finish off? I'm dobbing you in. Continue on, though.
I don't really actually have anything. You've put me completely on the spot at the moment.